You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Festivals are a summer staple here in Wisconsin, from 4th of July parades to Summerfest concerts to more niche local celebrations.
One small village in Winnebago County gets together every July to commemorate a unique piece of its history, the time it briefly seceded from the state of Wisconsin.
Reporter Colleen Leahy brings us a story about the Winneconne Sovereign State Days.
Driving out of Madison one July morning a few summers ago, I had no trouble finding Winneconne, a small village just west of Oshkosh.
Your destination is on the left.
But Winneconne hasn't always been so easy to find.
Because we were left off the map.
That's Jordan Dunham, president of Winneconne's Sovereign State Board.
It all started back in 1967 when a salesman from Milwaukee came to town and he was complaining that he couldn't find Winneconne on the map.
That's because Winneconne wasn't actually on the official state highway map. The entire village had been left off, like it wasn't even there to begin with. And that was a problem, because it was 1967. People had to use physical maps.
People couldn't see us on the map. They didn't know where to go.
So, a woman named Vera Kitchen took matters into her own hands. Kitchen was president of the Winneconne Chamber of Commerce. She fired off a letter to the governor of Wisconsin, Warren P. Knowles, requesting that Winneconne be put back on the map. Governor Knowles wrote back with an explanation. Knowles said that during the printing process, the name of Winneconne was, quote,
obliterated.
And the mistake wasn't caught during proofreading. Quote,
the safeguards have been established to prevent such occurrences in the future. It will definitely appear on the 1968 map.
That was not good enough for the people of Winneconne. So,
We seceded from the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, seceded from the state of Wisconsin. Village leaders sprung into action. They sent an official declaration of secession to Governor Knowles. And on July 22, 1967, Winneconneans lowered the Wisconsin state flag and raised the new sovereign state's flag, emblazoned with nature's most infamous underdogs.
You can see this is a dodo bird. That was sovereign state's bird. My name is Mary Lou Schrader. I am on the board of the Winneconne Historical Society. Down there is poison ivy. So that's our flower. Over here is a stinky skunk. That's our animal. And down there is our fish, which is a sheephead. They're just not a liked fish. So they picked all unlikable things. And of course, in the middle, it's got Sovereign State of Winneconne. We like it where? Because we weren't on the map. So that's how that slogan started.
But the new sovereign's flag didn't fly for long. Governor Knowles called village leaders to apologize and assured them that Winneconne would never be left off the map again. That year, 1967, there wasn't just a flag ceremony. There was also a huge party. And nearly every year for the past five decades, the town has been continuing that tradition by throwing a four-day festival called Sovereign State Days, all to celebrate that little moment when the Winneconne flag did fly.
Because we were left out on the map, everybody decided we're going to have our own parade. That's Winneconne in a nutshell. if we can do something, we're going to do it, essentially.
They forgot to put us on a map one year, and we're real stubborn. We're very upset about that. But look, we're still celebrating it.
Whether they're on the map or not, part of Wisconsin or not, Winneconneans always seem to be able to find one another.
Colleen Leahy brought us that story on Winneconne Sovereign Days, which is taking place tomorrow through Sunday.
The piece was produced by Sarah Hopeful. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
This is WPR News.